I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, you may have noticed the warmer temperatures have moved in a lot quicker this year than we've been accustomed to. Well, that is impacting fishing on our lakes and rivers, and it is high time you get out and wet a line. I'll tell you a little more about it right after this. The warm weather arrived so quickly this year, you may have already missed the walleye spawn on most waters. Biologist Mark Scott out of Beckley tells us there's a very narrow window at Sandstone Falls on the New River, and that window is rapidly closing.
More than likely, they typically spawn in the middle of March, and then once they spawn, they disperse out pretty quickly on back down the river, and the big females have laid all their eggs, so they're pretty skinny. And a few are caught in the next couple of weeks, but not like before that.
How was the fishing? Did you get a lot of pretty good reports?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was looking back, I'm really glad we put the catch and release on that section there of Sandstone to Meadow Creek because it gets pounded. People have figured it out, and there's a lot of fish, a lot of big fish being caught. And I see a lot of pictures on Facebook.
But, hey, don't sweat it. The best day to go fishing is when you've got a day to go fishing. And if you're on the New River or another water in West Virginia, it is time to catch a sizable smallmouth bass as they are into pre-spawn and lurking in the shallower depths.
Too early for them to spawn, but now's the time. If you want to catch big smallmouth, now's the time to go. It's not as consistent as fishing as you'll have in the summer catching all the smaller ones, but if you want to catch bigger smallmouth, 16 to 20 inches, now's the time to go.
That goes for just about all the waters in West Virginia since the temperature change, not only in the atmosphere, but has also been in the water, and it's come rapidly.
The smallmouth really don't move up river that much. They just start moving up on the banks to feed more this time of year. Most people use jigs of some sort. Years ago, I used to use the pig and jig with the pork rind, but a lot of people use tubes now, and swim baits, some crawled along the bottom different ways. Yeah, I caught a couple, like 4-pounders using a swim bait to fish for a walleye back in January. So you just you gotta just put your time in because they're not everywhere. But if you catch a fish this time of year, it's typically in a really nice fish.
Same goes for some of our Highland reservoirs where smallmouth are abundant, like Summersville Lake. But Mark cautions, don't expect to just lift a boatload of 5-pounders.
Yeah, those bigger fish move up this time of year, and they're more accessible. I guess it's why people catch them now, but. Still got to fish. I mean, you can't go out there and just throw topwater flukes and expect to catch 4-pound bass. You got to get where they're at. Water's still cold and they're moving a little bit slower than in the summer. So,
the weather's turning warmer and the fish are biting. Find a way to escape work or the house and hit the water near you very soon. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.